I'm Ashley Farrow, a writer-producer from Monastic Productions in the UK.
Ashley, what are you doing in Abu Dhabi?
Short answer, I was invited. There's a film festival going on, and to the side of that is some talks about co-productions and a sort of fledgling TV and film industry out here in Abu Dhabi.
And I mean, for someone like yourself, what do you think the potential is of the region?
Well, I haven't seen much outside the hotel, but I'll have to come back and do it properly again someday. But there's obviously money. There's obviously a huge enthusiasm. It's a major task they've set themselves to build a film and television TV industry from scratch. But if the energy I've seen is anything to go by, they've got a good chance.
Most people will know your name for Life on Mars, mm-hmm. obviously. Do you think there's potential for a series like that to be remade over here?
An Arabian Life on Mars. Yeah, I'm not sure how big David Bowie was in Arabia, but who knows? There's already been a Spanish version and an American version. I found out last night there's an Italian version on its way, so why not an Abu Dhabi version?
And that series, it's gone to the States as well, and what are your hopes for it to travel elsewhere as well? If not here, then what other territories do you think it might work in?
I think it can work just about anywhere, really, because it's such a simple premise. You know, although having said that, at the time we were making it, I thought it would barely work outside England. It seems such a sort of precise, parochial piece almost, but I've been proved wrong. It seems to be quite a robust format, so bring it on, remake it everywhere.
You said that there's been talks about potentially a German version. Is that how serious discussions are they?
Yeah, as far as I know, the Germans are interested, and their guy would wake up behind the Berlin Wall in the early 70s, which is an interesting concept. There was even talk of a South African version, I suppose. I mean, talk is cheap, and we'll see, but it fascinates me endlessly that people from different cultures think they can remake it.
And Russia as well.
Yeah, apparently that's a rumour. A Moscow version of Phil Glenister, that's a scary thought.
But these are very early discussions, there's nothing sort of...
No, the only ones that have actually been made are the American version for ABC, obviously, with Harvey Keitel, and the Spanish version, which exists.
You were talking in some of the conference sessions about the challenges of taking a UK series like that to other markets. It ran for one season in the US. How did it perform in Spain, and what are the challenges of taking it elsewhere?
I don't think it did that well in Spain either, which is interesting. It's always fascinating when other TV cultures take formats and remake them. Sometimes it works, mostly, historically it doesn't work, it has to be said. And, you know, in America, probably only The Office in recent years has been what you call a success. I mean, Life on Mars US was critical success, I think, it's fair to say. But it only did 17, 18 episodes, I think, which, you know, considering the money they invested, the time they invested, I'm sure they were a bit just disappointed. But I've been talking to ABC recently, I've been out in LA, so who knows, something might come of that relationship in another way.
And you've got a script in development with them.
Yeah, I think because they loved Life on Mars so much, and they were frustrated that their version didn't work. But I went out there with my writing partner, Matthew Graham, and pitched them a couple of ideas, one of which they're interested in, and I'm writing a script, has to be in before Christmas, so I've got to get home and finish it.
And what else have you got in development that you can tell us about?
Early days on a project with Ruby Films. They've optioned some Kate Atkinson books, and so again, that's another script I've got to write before Christmas, and we'll see how we go from there. But that's an exciting project. And then up into the new year, hopefully the ABC thing will go to pilot. I've got a film to write for Ruby as well. Ashes to Ashes is shooting at the moment, so that will be coming out in February, I guess, March. Wild at Heart is shooting at the moment in South Africa for ITV, so quite busy.